double. I made a dance and called it after you. It was called the double, that's where your surname went. Our arms go out as if about to be lifting heavy bags. We stoop as if to do that, then lift and smile and approach the facing partner who's doing what we're doing, bearing nothing, forearms trailing downward like a scarecrow's. And then we just link up and go round and round, as if there never were bags, and it all dissolves into the night. I didn't really know you, which is why it was odd you showed up at my folks when I'd left for university. They smiled, politely unclear who you were, and then and there you performed the original double, surname here, and stayed for a week. I'd been a month at Oxford when you tracked me down one day. I would dine out, dancing the double, you, for years after, on the basis of that afternoon you sat there in my little digs and steadily described how the city streets were dense with the evil people monitoring you. Many of them were airborne. I was not equipped for anything but laughing, though solemnly pretending to believe you was fun too, now I think. When you next came, it not having crossed my mind to call a doctor, you said you had good inside you. You had power now. You could defeat them. You held a little match flame 20 seconds, and out it went. And not because flames do, but because you compelled it to. That was your power. I smiled the smile of someone already wondering, who'll I tell this stuff to? For the story had some balance now. I remember jotting it all in a book when you'd wandered off, all evil vanquished one November lunchtime, and Glynn the first to know. I got down to writing, and I heard you got married one year, and I even saw you act in a play back home, with your new name set bright between your old names, like a shield. I even laughed at that, like your enemy. You were not the first or the last to remind the folks responsible for housing psychotic patients on the 9th floor of the hospital why they shouldn't. You were the year below me. Needless to say, I never danced the dance again or enjoyed telling the tale again. There were evil people. Some of them really could fly. You had good inside you. You did make the match go out. You made me make a dance of my supreme indifference, then a poem of my useless sorrow.